It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to La Caparo Valley High School for Section 3A softball playoffs. Paul Ramo here, and joining me this afternoon is former head coach of the La Caparo Valley Eagles and now broadcast partner Sue Volk. Hi, Sue. How's it going?
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for putting on the headset again this afternoon.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great day.
It's not your first time broadcasting with me, though.
No, I've done a couple volleyball games with you. We had a good time. So I thought, you know what, let's do this challenge again, and I'm up for it. So.
Well, the La Caparo Valley Eagles have the number one seed. They're going to host a couple games here this afternoon. They're going to take on the Ortonville Trojans here shortly. Both coaches and umpires are at home plate going over the ground rules. And I should mention, we will be taking a short break for the Silver Dollar Day drawing at 2:30. So everybody will get that in, see who the big winner is today. And we'll do that shortly before 2:30. So then there's the second game out here at La Caparo Valley. The four-seed McRae Wolverines will take on the fifth-seed Benson Braves. That's at 4 o'clock here. And, of course, there will be two games played in Murdoch. That's where the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks are. They're about ready to start their game with the number two-seed KMS Fighting Saints up there in Murdoch. And the second game in Murdoch will be Yellow Medicine East and BBE. So the first round, Sue, is a single elimination.
That's why it's, the first game is always the big game. You want to always go into playoffs and get the first one done. So hopefully that's our plan today.
All right, I think we have time for our State Farm Insurance starting lineups here. We'll start with the Ortonville Trojans leading off Riley Berge. She'll play right field. Justine Anderson will catch. She'll bat second. Olivia Nelson will pitch, batting third. Megan Strong will bat fourth and play shortstop. Emma Anderson will bat fifth and play center field. Claire Kellen for the Trojans will bat sixth and play third base, batting seventh. Riley Conroy, designated player, batting eighth. Melissa Wellendorf, she's out in left field, the only senior on the Trojan team. Batting ninth, Taya Haman, the first baseman. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Ortonville Trojans. For La Caparo Valley, the usual starting lineup, Taylor Shelstead will lead it off. Playing shortstop, Riley Lundout in center will bat second. Batting third is the pitcher, Riley Swatsky. Batting fourth, senior third baseman, Tori Bungarden. Batting fifth, Taylor Kittleson, the first baseman. Isabel Gertis will catch, bat sixth. And Kendall Shelstead, the designated hitter, will bat seventh. And Ayanna Gibson will bat eighth and play left field. Batting ninth is Claire Borstead out in right field. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Your State Farm Insurance agent, Tony Orata, with all offices in Canby and Madison. Are you excited about the first game here?
I am. I have jitters, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your first game because it can end quickly. Oh, it does end quickly, doesn't it?
It does end quickly, yes.
You know, when I drove up here, it wasn't bad for wind, but boy, the wind really picked up now, Sue.
I looked out this morning and the flags were hanging straight down, and I come up here and then up on the hill. So this is what happens out here. It's windy.
Well, Amanda Kells is the head coach for the Ortonville Trojans, and if you're a La Caparo Valley softball fan, that's a familiar name. Amanda was head coach here for the La Caparo Valley Eagles, what, for 6-7 years?
Yeah, she was. She actually was. I was head coach, and she was my assistant coach, and I was head coach for 2 years, and then we flip-flopped positions, and she was the head coach, and I became the JV coach. And so then she moved on to Ortonville, and so now she's their head coach.
Yeah, I talked to Amanda before the game. She has a very, very young team. They've only won one game all season long, but she plays a lot of freshmen and sophomores. And she goes, much like maybe the situation I stepped into at La Caparo Valley, she thought. So.
Correct.
Take some years, but she has some good freshmen and sophomores that are getting valuable varsity experience.
And she's the person to build that team. You know, she'll get those girls playing where they need to be in a couple years.
Trojans are all right. Well, I tell you what, they're going to play the national anthem here. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. And we'll take some time here to at 2:30 to do the Silver Dollar Day drawing here on Q92. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios, Maynard.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City. Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Fixing Chiropractic provides chiropractic care. Their mission is simple: provide their patients with the best care possible. They achieve this through exceptional service and attentiveness to each individual's need. They also offer acupuncture and Graston and cupping services. Fixing Chiropractic has offices in Marshall, Wabasso, Slayton, and Mineota. Visit one of their locations. You can call 507-532-2655 to make an appointment or check out their website at fixingchiro.com. That's FIXENCHIRO.com. Fixing Chiropractic. They care about you.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance Company is your partner in farm protection. Farm families have depended on Shibble Mutual and Farm Mutual Insurance for decades. We work together with our customers to provide quality farm coverages and fast, friendly service from a local insurance company. Call your Shibble Mutual Insurance agent, Mitch Curtis, in Appleton today at 320-289-2388 to review your coverages and discover the difference our policy of working together makes. That's Shibble Mutual Insurance Company, Appleton.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Mainly cloudy this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 70. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 50. Overcast skies. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 68. 76 Friday. Another look at the short range, a high of 71 this afternoon. Lows level off around 50 tonight. We should top out at 53 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Q92 Country. Right now, 70.
Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, invites you to come on in and check out these two great used units on the lot right now. A 2019 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive, leather, navigation, heated seats, only 35,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2015 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4, 2.7 EcoBoost, sharp local trade, and only 91,000 miles on it. Check these and the other great new and used units on the lot now at Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, or call 320-769-2165.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's time for the weekly Madison Silver Dollar Day drawing, which is held each Tuesday at this time with the name drawn at the chamber office and announced right here on Q92. To be eligible, you must register in any participating business, then be in a participating Silver Dollar Day business at 2:30 on Tuesday afternoon. You must be in the store at the time of the drawing. You may not enter after your name has been announced. Winners, pick up a blue card from the merchant, sign it, bring it into the chamber office at 623 West 3rd Street, downtown Madison, to pick up your Silver Dollar Day certificates. Participating merchants include Midwest Machinery Company, Culligan, Detoy's Family Restaurant, Madison Mercantile, Old National Bank, Klein Insurance Agency, Heather Nursery and Floral, Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Ag Society, Black Pearl Co-op Oil, Madison Healthcare Services, Madison Bottling Company, Madison Municipal Liquor Store, Madison Optical, Odin and Zimmelman TV Appliance and Sleep Center, the Pantry Cafe, Thrifty White Drug, United Prairie Bank, and the United Prairie Insurance Agency. Thanks for shopping your Silver Dollar Day merchants. No winner for the last couple of weeks, so $175 in the jackpot for today. The name drawn is Pete Weber. That's Pete Weber of Madison for $175. So if Pete isn't a participating business, give us a call here at the chamber office, the radio station, so we can announce whether or not we have a Silver Dollar Day winner this afternoon. Again, the name drawn for $175 in Silver Dollar Day's bucks today, Pete Weber of Madison. Thanks, everybody, for shopping your Silver Dollar Day merchants. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Fixin' Chiropractic, Swedzinski for House, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Dominic Seeds, Heather Nursery, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Midwest Truck Parts, KB's Bar and Grill, Ludwig's and Tylik, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, REC, Canby Farmers Grain, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Jubilee Foods, P.K. Higgins Restaurant, CCM Health, Southwest Insurance Services, B&B Electrical Contractors. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Sewerable Designs, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, House of Spirits, Appleton, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Heartland Eye Clinic, Erickson Chevrolet, City Hall Bar and Grill, Pete's Electric Motor, Steve Haas, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Doug Service and Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, Helmet Insurance Agency, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Sturtevant's of Canby, Madison Bottling Company, Section Sports brought to you by the Canby Co-op Credit Union, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Madison, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison Dental Clinic, Souther Building Supplies, Sprongett Auction and Real Estate, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Jim's Market in Canby, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson, Gislason's Hardware, American Surplus, Mineota Building Center, Woodstock Telephone Company, Appleton Building Center, Section Sports brought to you by the Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, T&D Barnwood Rustics, MVTV Wireless, by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, United Prairie Bank Madison, Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison, Chant Fuller Construction, Ag Processing Incorporated, Miller Services Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Canby Meat Center, Prairie Sun Bank, Edward Jones and Company, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Dawson Truck Parts, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Drewell Electric, also brought to you by B. Johnson Electric, Appleton Area Health, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Kluver Law Office, Citizens Alliance Bank, A&B Auto in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, and Section Sports brought to you by Prins Bank, Pyrrhus, Jenny L. Turkey Store, Kyle Small Engine Repair, and Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92, 92.1 FM.
Okay, welcome back to La Caprile Valley High School for Section 3A softball. Paul Ramo and Sue Volk here in the press box. And the top of the first inning, Riley Sawatsky got the Trojans to go to 1-2-3. And now the Eagles are batting here in the bottom of the first. And Taylor Shelstead is at the plate, Sue. And that was a pretty impressive first three outs there for the Eagles.
Yeah, I don't think Riley threw more than maybe seven pitches and three up, three down. So now the Eagles come to bat.
Pitching for the Ortonville Trojans, is that ball four?
Ball four.
Okay. Pitching for the Ortonville Trojans is Olivia Nelson. She's a right-hander and a junior. So she, first batter she faced, she walked Taylor Shelstead. Lund's going to put on the bunt, and Shelstead's down to second base with a stolen base. Riley Lund at the plate. Riley's had a good year. She's been player of the game a couple times, squares around the bunt, pulls it back, Shelston's the third. Here's the throw, not in time.
When you put Taylor Shelston on the base for that pass, he's going to get around to third base pretty quickly.
So the Eagles have Shelston at third. Nelson in her windup, and the pitch, there's a ground ball. Hit the third. Kellen fields it, throws the first, and gets Lund out. But scoring on the play, first run of the game, is Taylor Shelston. The Eagles lead 1-0. 5-3. Here's Riley Suwatsky for Lacapaw Valley. The Eagles come into the game, 18 wins and 2 losses. Hard hit ball, hits the third base bag and goes out in the left field. And Suwatsky will stay at first base. Don't see that too often, do you, Sue?
No, it was a hard hit, and it actually hit the base and popped up, so there was no way that third baseman was going to be able to field that ball.
Swatsky's being pinched run for?
Kayla Jan.
Okay, Kayla Jan is running for Swatsky. Now here's Tori Bungarden. Tori Bungarden at the plate. Here's the windup. Squares around the bunt. And it's high, and Jan will stay at first base.
Kind of fun because we use the same signals as Scott Swatsky does on junior high, so I know exactly what he's calling out there.
Oh, really? Olivia in her windup, and the pitch is a strike. A nice pitch there by Nelson. We'll get to your defense here for the Ortonville Trojans a little bit. Tori has 20 RBIs on the season. She is batting, folks. Listen to this, .453. So Tori's had a tremendous season here for Lacapaw Valley. And there's a pitch outside. Jan's going down to second, and Jan with the stolen base. One ball, two strikes to Tori Bungarden. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Lacapaw Valley has put up a run here, and they're looking for more. Jan at second base. Bungarden pitches high. Olivia Nelson, a junior. Justine Anderson, another junior behind the plate for the Ortonville Trojans. And the pitch is inside. Gets away from the catcher, Anderson. And Jan will go down to second or third base. Got a full count to Tori. On deck, Taylor Kittleson. Nelson in her windup in the pitch. There's a ground ball. Hit the short. Strong fields it. Throws the first. They get the out, but Jan comes in to score.
RBI.
The Eagles are coming out swinging, aren't they?
You sure are.
It was a 6-3 for the second out. Here's Taylor Kittleson for the Eagles. There's a high fly ball, center field. The center fielder coming underneath of it, and Emma Anderson hauls it in for out number 3. And that'll do it for Lacapaw Valley here in the bottom of the first. They pick up 2 runs on 1 hit. That was by Sawatsky, and nobody left on base and no errors. So we'll go to the top of the second inning. Lacapaw Valley leading the Ortonville Trojans 2-0. You're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92.
Time to head to MB Golf Cars in Hendricks, Minnesota. MB is your authorized club car distributor and one-stop shop for all your golf car needs. MB offers cars for the golf course, campground, and lake home or around the farm. MB has countless options for custom seats, wheels, and accessories specializing in rebuilt custom cars and new club car personal cars like the Onward. If you can imagine it, they can help you build it. They also offer rental cars for your special event and on-the-spot financing. Call 507-275-3564 or check them out on the web at nbgolfcars.com and like them on Facebook. Be sure to give them a call or make a visit to one of their 3 locations in Hendricks, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Des Moines, Iowa. Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth.
Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup. And you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
All right, top of the second inning, Lacapra Valley leading 2-0. Paul Ramo and Sue Volk up here in the press box. We're out of the wind anyway, Sue, right?
It's very comfortable up here.
All right, here's Strong. This is Megan Strong, and she's at the plate, and she's got two strikes on her to start the top of the second inning. Riley Sawatsky, the MVP of the Camden Conference last year, is a changeup swing and a miss for strike three.
She has that down to a science. She just throws that in there and it just gets the batter off mountain.
I talk about Riley's changeup. It sounds like a broken record during the game, but it is amazing to watch.
It is amazing.
It is one of the best pitches I've ever seen. Swing and a miss, and this is Emma Anderson, the the center fielder. Coach Amanda Kells down at third base. Riley Sawatsky looks like she has her game face on. And there's a ball, one ball, one strike to Emma Anderson, who's a junior. 2-0, Lacapra Valley. If you're just tuning in, hey, I saw some farmers out in the field planting coming out to Lacapra Valley. So if you're a farmer in your tractor or truck, welcome. Thanks for listening to Q92. One ball, two strikes to Emma Anderson. Sawatsky in her windup, and there's that changeup, swing and a miss, strike three. Wow. How many strikeouts is that?
She has 157 strikeouts in the year in her 18 games that she's played, and it's that's an amazing stat.
It is. That's like double figures every game. Here's Claire Kellen, number 12. She plays third base for Ortonville. She is a ninth grader, and there's swings at that one, falls it back for strike two. Here comes the changeup, Sue.
Well, we'll see here.
0-2 count to Claire Kellen. Two outs, two strikes. Here's the pitch.
Okay.
Outside. That was a fastball. What do I know about stuff?
Well, that's about time she throws it, though, when she's got two strikes against them. So she likes to put that ball in there. There's straight down the middle.
Yeah, ground ball right back to Sawatsky, and Riley throws over to Killison. And, boy, right tired Ortonville, six straight outs here. So we'll go to the bottom of the second. The Eagles come in the bat. They lead 2-0 in this section tournament game with the Ortonville Trojans. We'll be right back.
With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner with you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven 40, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen, Pivot BioProven 40. And now you can turn to our local trusted partner, Scott Sieg in Madison, Minnesota. Call 320-226-4303.
Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. Our shop is open from 8 a.m. to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and from 9 to 3 on Saturday. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
Paul Ramos, Sue Volk out here at Lacapra Valley High School. The Eagles batting in the bottom of the second here in Section 3A softball. First round is elimination, or a single elimination round. And you always want to remain in the winner's circle, but you don't want to drop down in that loser's bracket.
No, you don't. You want to keep on the winning side of this whole tournament.
Well, yeah, like I said, the first round here is single elimination. So you lose, you're done for the season. And who do we got batting here?
Isabel Gurdes.
pops it up in the infield, and catcher Olivia Nelson can't make the catch. And Gertis gets on base.
Number 13.
You hear there, you think? Or?
Yeah, I think it was a catchable ball. The wind, you know, kind of grabbed it and pushed it to the right, but...
Here's Kendall Shelstead. Kendall's really got a lot of playing time here in the second half. There's a pitch.
Stolen base.
Yep, throw down to second, not in time. Gertis is in there. Kendall Shelstead has 11 RBIs, batting .344. And she has four doubles. Here's a windup in the pitch by Nelson. And there goes the runner to third. She slides head first, and she's safe.
Yeah, she would have had to slide there, because I think if she would have went in with her feet, I think she would have been out. But, nope, she goes head first, and I think that's why Isabel likes to do it.
Coach Sawatsky is running the stealing the bases today. I think Lockport baseball team had 16 stolen bases yesterday. Here's a swing and a miss by Kendall. One ball, two strikes to Shelstead. Runner on third, that's Gertis. Eagles lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. Nelson in her windup. And the pitch is outside for ball two. Of course, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they're up in Murdoch taking on a number two seed, KMS Fighting Saints. And I just got an update here. Dawson Boyd is up 5-0 in the bottom of the first inning.
They've come on strong last part of their season, and that's why you play the whole season.
Good for the Blackjacks there. Here's a high fly ball center field. Emma Anderson underneath of it makes the catch. Here's the tag, and scoring is Gertis from third on the tag up. So an RBI sacrifice fly there by Shelstead.
Right,
one out.
14,
3-0, Lacapal Valley. Here's Ayanna Gibson. Olivia Nelson delivers. Pop ball. Look out. Oh, right on top of us. We would have caught that if we didn't have a roof. Did it scare you there, Sue, or what?
No, I saw it coming, actually.
A lot of people jumped up here. Here's the pitch. There's a shot out the center field.
That's over. Oh.
Bill Anderson makes the catch in center field.
Nice catch by the center fielder.
I thought when that left Gibson's bat, I thought it was going to go over her head.
That was a nice catch.
Here's Claire Borstead. Claire's batting .353, has six RBIs. And there's a swing and a miss for strike one. Defensively, Justin Anderson behind the plate. Taya Hammond at first. She's a sophomore. Carly Olson at second. Megan Strong at short. Kellen at third. Here's a drive to the shortstop. A ground ball to Strong. Throw not in time. Borstead beats the throw.
That was kind of a tough little play, too, because the wind comes factored in that ball getting over to first base. But good base running by Claire Borstead.
Well, there's the top of the order for Lacapal Valley and Taylor Shelstead. See, looking at Taylor's stats and then what happened here, Sue?
Wild pitch over the head of the catcher and stolen base by Claire Borstead.
Taylor Shelstead. She's batting .507. Yeah, you heard that right. .507, 17 RBIs. She's scored 38 times. That means she's getting on base. There's a pop-up. Shallow center. Anderson running in the center field. And, oh, she can't make the catch. And scoring from second base. And now Shelstead's going to go to third. Here's the throw. Not in time. What a job by Taylor Shelstead.
You know, that center fielder gave that a good chase, and she just didn't get it in her glove. And Taylor's base running, and she's as quick as lightning, goes around and scores, or she gets a triple on that.
Yeah, well, it was a shallow center field, and Anderson, give credit, like Sue said, Emma Anderson for Hortonville ran in hard and just popped out of her glove, although she made a great catch. Here's a foul ball. Look out, Lindsay. Ashley McFarland, Lindsay Kranz.
Oh, we're okay, Tony. Don't worry about
Lindsey Kranz, Ashley McFarland up here running the PA. They could have caught a ball. Lindsey, you put your hand out there. There's a ground ball to short, and the throw to first, and they get Lund. That was Lund.
Riley Lund, yep.
Nice play by Megan Strong, a sophomore for the Trojans. That short, 6-3 put out for the third out. But the Eagles come up with two more runs here in the bottom of the second, and now they lead the Ortonville Trojans 4-0. We'll be back after this.
What sets Fernald's Crop Insurance apart? Four words: service, satisfaction, and immediate protection. Service: local claim service means prompt attention to your needs. Satisfaction: just talk to a Fernald's Crop Insurance customer. Immediate protection: Fernald's Crop Insurance has the ability to write hail policies that become effective immediately. So for satisfaction, service, and immediate protection, give Brian Fernald's a call at 598-7711. That's Fernald's Crop Insurance, 598-7711.
Time to head to Midwest Truck Parts, located right along Highway 212 in Dawson. Check with them for truck hoists, scissor style, or telescopic. They also have truck hydraulic pumps and PTOs. And at Midwest Truck Parts in Dawson, they can handle all your hydraulic needs, including hoses and fittings, pumps, valves for wet kits, feed trailers, live floor trailers, and dumps, fluid power, and more. Midwest Truck Parts, located right along Highway 212, Dawson, Minnesota. Call 320-769-4337. Midwest Truck Parts, Dawson.
All right, Lockport Valley leading the Ortonville Trojans 4-0, Section 3A softball. And your thoughts on the game so far, Sue?
You know, it's been a pretty good game.
Riley's pitching well. And, boy, the Eagles are swinging the bat when they come up to the plate, aren't they?
They sure are.
Here's Riley Conroy batting for the Ortonville Trojans here in the top of the third inning. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball.
Well, it slipped right out of Riley's arms. Her hand.
She has thrown a lot of pitches. I think she has well over 1,000 strikes thrown this season. That's amazing. One ball, no strikes, and there's a swing and miss there for strike two by Conroy. She's a designated hit player.
Riley on the season's only given up 75 hits, which is another outstanding stat.
You bet. Swatsky in her windup. One ball, one strike, and there's a foul ball to the backstop there by Conroy. Conroy is eighth grader. Yeah, Riley Conroy is an eighth grader for the Trojans. So she'll be around a long time. Coach Cal's clapping her hands in the third base coaching box for the Trojans. There's a swing and a miss for strike three.
You know, the batters are taking good cuts at Miley. She's just throwing heat.
Here's Melissa Wellendorf. She's the left fielder, the only senior on this roster for the Ortonville Trojans. One out. She checks, swings it, and hits it foul down the first baseline. Of course, the north half here, Lockport Valley hosting, KMS hosting up in Murdoch. And in the south bracket, we got Edgerton Southwest Christian. There's a foul ball again down the first baseline. Hosting Edgerton Southwest Christian hosting. And I think the other games are in Tyler, aren't they? Yep, Tyler. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Another strikeout for Riley Sawatsky. And that's her fifth strikeout of the game. And here's, I can't see her, ponytail's in the way of her number there. Eight. Dea Haman swings at that one. First down, first baseline foul. 4-0, Lockport Valley leading. The winner of this game will play at 5:30 this afternoon against either McCray or Benson. Benson now in the Section 3A tournament. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Haman.
Yeah, that was a huge swing.
Two strikes, two outs. Change up, Riley. In the windup, in the pitch. Nope. Fastball. Foul. Got a piece of it. Fouled it off. I think Riley started when she was a freshman or sophomore.
You know, I actually coached her when she was in seventh grade, and then I think about the middle or eighth grade, I think ninth grade, then she was on the mound.
There was a called strike three to end the inning, and so that was a mowing down inning. She struck out Conroy, Wellendorf, and Hammond. And Swatsky is in the groove, as they say.
Yeah, she is zoned in today.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Trojans. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning. The Eagles come in the bat, and they lead 4-0. You're listening to Eagle Softball right here on 92.1 FM.
When in Ghent, stop by KB's Bar and Grill for some fantastic food. Lunch specials daily. And you gotta have the KB Burger, the best around. KB's Bar and Grill also has dinner specials and drink specials. The kitchen is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30, and Friday and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So stop on down after the game. That's KB's Bar and Grill in Ghent.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
Eagles lead 4-0. You're listening to Section 3A softball here on Q92. Paul Ramos, Sue Volk out here at La Caparo Valley this afternoon. And here's Riley Sawatsky at the plate. Riley's batting .426, 13 RBI. She has three triples, one home run. And there's a high fly ball out of play.
Into the other field.
JV field. And you know that field well, Sue. You're the JV coach, 7th and 8th grade coach, huh?
Yep, correct. Yep, we finished our season on Friday night.
Oh, there's a fly ball to left field right at the left fielder. And
nice
she
catch.
Makes the catch out there. That's the senior Wellendorf.
Hey, next is number 9.
She didn't have to move too much, did she?
No, but that ball was hit hard, but that left fielder made a good catch.
Wellendorf out there in center field. Got the shades on, sun's in her eyes, and she does a great job there. Here's Tori, Bungarten. And wind up in the pitch, a shot out the left center field, going to drop in there for a base hit. And Tori will round first and hold it there because Anderson got it in quickly. Base hit for Tori Bungarten.
That was right in the gap.
Number 10, Taylor Kittleson.
Here's Taylor Kittleson. For the Eagles, Taylor's batting 480, 21 RBIs, second on the team. There's a pitch and a throw down to second. Bungarten with a stolen base.
Yeah, Taylor's got a hot bat right now. We just got to let her continue on.
Yeah, she's as I mentioned, she's second on the team behind Riley Lund with 23 RBIs. Kittleson with 21. There's a high fly ball left field. Wellendorf running in and makes the catch. Major league pop up there by Kittleson. No, yep. To left.
You've seen her leadership out there in left fielder, and she made that catch just like she's supposed to.
Here's Gertis. She reached on an error in the second inning, came around to score. And Olivia Nelson, the pitcher for Ortonville, throws the first pitch. It's high for a ball. Good crowd here at La Caparo Valley today, this afternoon. Nelson in her windup, the junior, the delivery, ground ball, short. Oh, nice stab by Strong, the sophomore, throws the first for the out. Good defense there by the Trojans.
That was a very good defensive play, and Tori had to kind of get out of the way of the ball. So, yeah, good for the Ortonville Trojans.
Yeah, Megan Strong at short, made a strong throw there for the third out for the Eagles. No runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning, right? Top of the fourth. And the Trojans come in the bat. They're down to the Eagles, 4-0. You're listening to Section 3A softball here on Q92.
It's 3 o'clock. You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM.
There are some 2,000 thunderstorms globally at any one time, producing some 75 to 100 lightning strikes to Earth per second. In the U.S., there are about 20 to 25 million ground strikes per year. On average, more people are killed by lightning than any other weather event, with more than $4 to $5 billion damage annually in the U.S. from lightning. Minnesota Valley REC urges everyone to take precautions during an electrical storm. If you are caught outside in a storm, always look for appropriate shelter in a building or car. If you are within a building, avoid using corded telephones or electrical appliances and avoid using water during the storm. In addition, use surge protectors to safeguard your electronics. Minnesota Valley wishes you a safe and enjoyable summer. If you have any questions on how you can better prepare for a storm, feel free to call 1-800-247-5051 or 320-269-2163.
Canby Farmers Grain Company, with locations in Astoria, Porter, Canby, and Dawson. Farmers, they can handle all your feed needs, including on-staff nutritionists with multiple different feed companies. Give them a call at 507-223-7236. Check their website out at cfgrain@frontiernet.net for all the information you will need. That's cfgrain@frontiernet.net. That's Canby Farmers Grain Company.
Top of the fourth inning out here at La Caprile Valley, section softball. La Caprile Valley leading 4-0. And number 11, it's the leadoff batter for the Trojans to start here at the top of the fourth, Sue. Riley Berg swings at that one, fouls it back for strike two already. Well, Sawatsky has struck out six batters, and she's faced nine. Two of them are grounded out. Here's the pitch. Strike. That was strike three to Berg. Another strikeout by Sawatsky. Here's Justine Anderson, the catcher. She's a left-hander. She struck out in the first inning. Sawatsky in the windup and the pitch outside for a ball. Defensively for the Eagles, Gertis behind the plate, Kittleson at first, Bond at second, Shelstead at short, Bungarden at third. In the outfield, Gibson in left, London center, and Borstedt in right. Here's a ground ball to third base. Torrey Bungarden fields it, makes a quick throw to Kittleson for the second out.
Quick throw is the key words right there. She picked that up and boom, first base.
Torrey Bungarden has been solid at third base probably since ninth grade, Sue.
I think she's played there since eighth grade, Paul.
Eighth grade, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know she was in the starting lineup in the section championship, I think, a few years back. One ball there to Olivia Nelson batting, swing and a miss for strike one. Olivia Nelson at the plate. She grounded out the Bungarden in the first inning. Once again, the winner will play at 5:30 this afternoon, and if it happens to be La Caprile Valley, we'll be covering that game as well, either against McCray or Benson. That should be a really good game, Sue.
Yeah, four and five seeds play there?
Yep.
And I see McCray's over here on to my left, so they're warming up.
Two balls, one strike to Nelson, the Ortonville pitcher, and there's ball three. 3-1. Two outs here in the fourth. Next pitch is ball four, a walk.
Little inside.
And Riley's a little disgusted with herself as she gets the softball back. Here's the shortstop, Megan Strong. So Ortonville with a base runner for the first time in the ballgame. Swing and a miss. There goes the runner. Here's the throw from Gunnison. Oh, she's safe. Stolen base there for Nelson. Coach Kell's moving her in scoring position. Megan Strong, the shortstop for the Trojans, at the plate. One strike on her. Swatsky's pitch. And that is strike two. Must have caught the corner there.
Yeah.
Looked outside, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
Two strikes, two outs. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Struck her out to end the inning. That's strikeout number 8 for Riley Sawatsky. For Ortonville, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. Hey, we're going to go to the bottom of the fourth. Eagles coming to bat, and they lead in this section game, single elimination, 4-0 over the Trojans. We'll be right back.
With summer just around the corner and warm temps on the way, now is the time to service your air conditioner. Give Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison a call right now to set up an appointment. Let the professionals take care of it. Larry's has over 50 years of experience in the air conditioning business. Maybe you're in need of a new air conditioner. Lennox air conditioners are the most efficient and quietest you can buy. Call Larry's Refrigeration and Heating at 320-598-3334. Don't wait till that first warm day to click on the air conditioner. Then think, oh, I should have serviced my air conditioner. 598-3334. That's 598-3334. Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save? With the Memorial Day sale on this week at Jubilee Foods in Madison. Select variety of 16-ounce Oscar Mayer hot dogs, just $1.88. Family pack USDA Choice boneless ribeye steak, $10.99 a pound. Pick up tomatoes on the vine, 99 cents a pound at Jubilee Foods in Madison, where they bag your groceries and carry them to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
All right, Olivia Nelson for Ortonville just threw the first pitch to Kendall Shelstead, and it was a ball, the Eagles leading 4-0. And here's the next pitch to Kendall, and that's low for ball two. 4-0, La Caparo Valley lead, and they scored two in the first and two in the second. Ortonville in number 8 seed, taking on the 1 seed here in the tournament. Next pitch is ball 3. 3-0 count here to Kendall. What grade's Kendall in again?
She is a ninth grader.
A ninth grader, okay. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Strike right down the middle. Good contingent of Ortonville fans here sitting down the first base side. A lot of cars around the outfield. Outside the fence, I should say. Here's a pop-up. Second baseman calling for it and makes the catch. That's Carly Olson.
That was a good catch, too, because the wind had a hold of that a little bit, too, and she had to travel a little bit, but she hauled it in for out number what? One? Yes.
Yeah. Look at the American flag. It's blowing straight in. You could tell that Carly was having trouble with that. Oh, here's the next batter. Ayanna Gibson laces it out the right center field, drops in there, and Ayanna's going to go to second base, and she's in there. Now they throw it out. She's going to go to third base, and they get to third base. What a job, a base run by Gibson.
You know, the Eagles team, they practice that a lot, and taking that delayed extra base like that, and it was very successful for Ayanna.
Well, Ortonville missed the cutoff girl, and that's why she got the third. So heads up, base running by Ayanna. And here's Claire Borstead pops it up foul into the JV field. So La Caparo Valley with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. They have Ayanna Gibson at third base and nobody out.
No, I think we got
one out.
Yep.
Here's a pop-up. The shortstop.
Oh,
strong, can't make the catch. The wind just played havoc on that one. Drops in there, and Gibson comes in to score. 5-0, La Caparo Valley. She didn't touch it there, did she?
Yeah, I think she had a glove on it. Okay. Yeah, the wind just kind of gusted as that ball came out there, and it just went right out of her glove.
I didn't realize how strong the wind is blowing down there right now, because it's really affecting the ball. Right?
Correct, yeah, absolutely.
All right, squaring around the bunt is Shelstead, and she pulls it back. Here's a throw to second, and Borstead steals second base. Taylor Shelstead, top of the order here for La Caparo Valley. They now lead 5-0 here in the fourth. One strike to Shelstead. Ground ball right back to Nelson, fields it, throws to first, gets Shelstead out, but going to third is Borstead on the throw. 1-3 put out. Two outs. Nice job by the pitcher, Olivia Nelson, fielding that hard-hit ball from Shelstead. Here's Riley, and she laces it out in the left center field, scoring The sixth run for the Eagles is Claire Borstad. Lund with the RBI single.
That hit was just right up the middle. Nice little hit.
Yeah, just all the outstretched arms of shortstop Megan Strong. Here's Riley. Coach Sawatsky calling time. I think Lund is going to get a pinch runner here. Who's this trotting down there?
Number 17, Brandy Meyer.
Okay. Brandy Meyer running for Lac Parle Valley in place of Lund with the RBI single, scoring Borstad. 6-0, Eagles. Olivia Nelson pitching to right, or pitching to, who's this? Swatsky.
Swatsky, yep.
And,
oh, stolen base.
Yep, another stolen base. As
Brandy Meyer does her job.
Yep. Meyer steals second. Swatsky at the plate. One ball, no strikes to Swatsky. Here's the pitch, and it's low for a ball. 2-0 to Swatsky. There's two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Eagles have a runner on second base.
You caught me off guard there, Paul. I was watching what the sign was going to be over there from Swatsky, see if I can pick it out.
Oh, you know the sign. That's right. He hasn't changed them, huh?
Well.
Oh, look at this hit. Out the left field base hit. Coach Sawatsky's setting Meyer, and Meyer's going to come home to score. It's 7-0. Riley's rounding second. She's on her way to third. And Sawatsky gets to third base, picks up an RBI.
Batting next is number 9.
And so another run for Lac Parle Valley here in the bottom of the fourth. And a pinch runner for Sawatsky.
Pinch running is number 7.
Jan running. Big hit there for Sawatsky. Here's Bungarden with Jan at third. Two outs. George is trying to get this last out here and get out of the inning. And Bungarden takes a ball there. Torrey had an RBI in the first and a base hit in the second. Nelson delivers to Bungarden. It's a hitter, I think, didn't
yep,
it?
Yep, it did, yep. Chosen's are a little off right now. They just need to, like, settle down and make the plays.
Taylor Kittleson.
There's Taylor Kittleson, the first baseman for Lac Parle Valley. She's made contact both at bats, popping out the center and flying out to left field.
Yeah, runners on the corners now, so you're going to see something in the middle. Yep, there you go.
There's the pitch, and Bungarden will steal second. They make the throw
right
down there. And then coming home and scoring is Jan.
The little things like that is what you need to be the caliber of the team that the Eagles are playing right now.
So Bungarden stealing second, and Anderson threw it down to second to try to get the third out there, and it was short. And then when they made the throw to second, Jan came in and scored from third. So it's 8-0, Lac Parle Valley. And we've got number 10,
Taylor Killison.
Taylor Killison hits it out the left field, base hit, and here comes Bungarden in the score.
She scored from second base.
Bungarden scores an RBI single for Taylor Killison. Things are happening too fast here. I can't catch up on my scorebook here.
It is moving quickly, I will give that. Here goes Jalen Lee is going to pitch on for Taylor Kittleson.
So Jalen Lee at first base, two outs. I think most of these runs here in the fourth inning have been on two outs. Olivia Nelson in the circle for Ortonville. Here's the pitch, and it's high, and there goes Jalen down to second with a stolen base.
Yeah, Coach Swatsky is getting a lot of his JV players in there for some experience in a varsity game, so it's good to see.
Lee at second. Gertis at the plate. Here's the pitch. And it's high for a ball. 2-0. It's got to be frustrating for Ortonville, and you have two outs, and this is all happening.
Yeah, the third one is always the hardest, seems like.
Here's the pitch. Foul ball back to the backstop. Lindsay Kranz a little jumpy up here in the press box. Thought the ball's going to hit her. Gertis at the plate, runner on second. Here's a pop-up in the infield. Olsen, the second baseman. Now the first baseman, Hammond, makes the catch for the third out. And the Ortonville Trojans breathe a sigh of relief there. That wind started at, the ball started at second, and the wind blew out first.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
It is.
But the Eagles come up with four big runs there, and they lead 9-0 as we go to the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92.
Who has the best pizza around? Well, PK's in Canby, of course. PK Egan's Family Restaurant is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and closed Sunday. Come on in for lunch. PK's has fruit punch and coat button fries, along with a wide variety of pizza choices. They have a full menu with sandwiches, soups, and more. Remember the pizza buffet on Wednesday. PK Egan's, located on Main Street, Canby.
I am 75 years old. I began having stomach troubles. It was the most severe pain I've ever felt. I thought that I might die. Ended up being admitted to the hospital. I was in need of an emergency surgery. Dr. Baronis and the CCM health people, they just gave me the confidence that they knew what they were doing and came in and saved my life. I feel like I'm getting stronger every day. Now I can go for walks, spending more time with my grandchildren. CCM Health has helped to give me back my life.
Lacrosse Valley leading 9-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. The Ortonville Trojans coming to bat. Big inning there for the Eagles, Sue.
It sure was. What did they score? 5 runs in that inning?
Yep.
So, yeah.
And a lot of, they batted around, actually. 9 batters in that inning. So the Trojans are going to send up their 5, 6, and 7 batters, Anderson, Kellen, and Conroy. And Riley Sawatsky. Now the Coach Sawatsky talking with the base umpire about something. Not quite sure what.
Maybe we should have had a microphone down there.
Yeah, we should mic him up.
Mm-hmm.
Mic him up. Top of the fifth. Here we go. See if Ortonville can get the goose egg off the scoreboard. Here's Emma Anderson. Here's a pitch from Sawatsky. Swing and a miss for strike one. Riley has 8 strikeouts in the game. How many does she have coming in this game, we said? 157
strikeouts.
157. Foul ball right over our head. Getting some action up here tonight. Sue.
The wind is blowing our way, so.
Yeah. 2 strikes to Emma Anderson. The pitch. And that's down low for ball one to Emma. Emma struck out, and they're only at bat in the second inning. McCray Wolverines say they play next against Benson. McCray over in the JV field here warming up. And a pitch called, strike three. Anderson caught looking there. One out. Here's the third baseman, Claire Kellen. Claire grounded out to Sawatsky in her only at bat. There's a strike called. You know, as a pitcher, you want to get into that. They call it a groove. It's just a rhythm.
And she's in the rhythm.
Yep. Here's the next pitch. It's high.
Say, I bet that umpire kind of likes umpire in this game.
Why is that?
Right down the middle. You don't have to even question it.
And she's fast. Swing and a miss. There by Kellen. Coach Kell's down at third base. Former Lacapal Valley head coach, 6-7 years. And there's a changeup high, missed with it with 2-2 count to Claire Kellen.
I'll be watching the pitch here.
Trying to get an update on the Dawson Boyd softball score. Here's a swing and missed for strike three. Another strikeout for Riley Sawatsky. 2 outs. Here's Riley Conroy.
Riley Conroy.
Battle of the Rileys.
Swing and a miss for strike one. Well, KMS has tied the ball game up in Murdoch. Now they're tied 5-5 after 3 in Murdoch. good game going on up there. One ball, one strike to Conroy. Two outs. Riley, inner windup, and here's the pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss for strike two.
That was a big cut.
Riley likes pitching, I think. She's very good at it. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball foul, and Coach Sawatsky fields it, throws to his daughter. Scott gets, I'm surprised how nervous Scott gets before a game.
I wonder if he ate lunch today. I bet he did.
Swing and a miss, strike three. That was a blazing fastball that Sawatsky threw there. Wow, that was impressive.
That was very impressive.
Another mow him down inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Hey, we're going to go to the bottom of the fifth. 9-0, Lacapaul Valley. We'll take a break and be right back.
Stay alert while traveling in school zones. Our students' bright futures depend on your cautious driving. Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping students safe. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Southwest Insurance Services in Canby today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 26% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate.
All right, Paul Ramo and Sue Volk here at Lacapaul Valley this afternoon for Section 3A softball playoffs. And the Eagles have a 9-0 lead as they bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And here's Taylor?
Kendall.
Didn't look like Taylor. Kendall Shelstead, designated player. Kendall's popped up twice and has a sacrifice fly for an RBI. And the pitch is ball two to the ninth grader, Kendall Shelstead.
She's an upcoming pitcher, too, on the squad.
Oh, she is. Okay.
She is.
She pitched for you, then?
She did.
Okay. Nelson's pitch is low for a ball. We're assuming in the section playoffs. Sue and I talked about this, that there is a 10-run rule. Well, we'll find out if the Eagles score a run. And there's a strike. Nice pitch by Ortonville's Olivia Nelson. A little change of speed there as well, looked like. Three balls, one strike to Kendall Shelstead, and there's ball four, and the Eagles get their leadoff batter on base.
Number 14, Ayanna Gibson.
Here's Ayanna Gibson, who did some base running with a base hit. Got all the way to third base and then came in to score. She's really improved, I think.
She has. Yeah, when I had her as a seventh grader, she was actually my catcher.
She caught.
She did, yep, and she was a good catcher. I remember one game we played up in Benson, and she played in the mud, and she was mud from head to toe, but she was having a good time.
Oh, stolen base there for Kendall. And she kicked the base off the boarding, and she's celebrating that. Looks into the dugout with her arms raised and a big smile to her teammates. I kicked the base off the foundation there. Coach Sawatsky's out there, the base umpire, trying to put it back into place. Section baseball seedings will be released tomorrow morning. We'll find out where everyone's going to play on Saturday. Section baseball begins on Saturday. And section softball continues on Saturday after today. All right, we got the second base bag down, and the pitch here to Ayanna Gibson is a ball two. 2-2, 2-0 to Ayanna. We're in the bottom of the fifth. The Eagles have a 9-0 lead. Swing and fall back for strike two. The Eagles had a big inning, scoring 5 last inning. Ortonville, of course, this first round is single elimination. The pitch swung on and goes to Coach Sawatsky. A slow roller, easy fielding play by Coach Sawatsky at third base. If he ever misses one, he'll not hear the end of that one, right, Sue? You know all about that, right?
I absolutely do.
2-2 count to Ayanna. And it's inside for ball three, I think. Yep.
Yep, it was.
So we got a full count. Kendall Shellstead standing on second base. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Ayanna Gibson. Olivia Nelson delivers. And there's a shot down deep left field. It's going to go over to left. Oh, it's a foul. The wind blew it foul. Oh, my. With no wind, that might have hit the fence.
Yeah, that looked like that was going straight, and all of a sudden it just, like, hit something close to the left.
Wellendorf, the left fielder, it looked like it was hit overhead, but it just floated left. Next pitch is high for ball 4, I believe.
Yep.
Boy, the wind really played on that walk. Here's a number 9 batter, Claire Borstedt. Claire's come around and scored twice. Mm-hmm. At the number 9 spot, Amanda Kells, the head coach for Ortonville, now comes out of the dugout. Talk with her pitcher in infield. Amanda always has a positive attitude when you talk to her.
She does. She's very positive with their girls, and it's it keeps them on their toes and into the game and excited to play the sport that they're in.
Yep. Yeah, even though Ortonville's only won one game this year, they've, talking to them, we're young, we can take our bumps this year, and hopefully have during the next 2 or 3 years, these young girls playing, 9th graders, 10th graders, so they'll have a lot of varsity experience. We got Taylor, squares around, but here's a throw to third, and she is safe. Kendall slides head first. That was close.
That was very close. She went in head first, and she's pretty dirty out there, but she's safe.
And going down to second, Gibson on a double stolen base there. Third baseman is okay. Claire Kellen, the 9th grader, made the catch and put the tag on. I thought she was going to be called out.
So I'm sure the infield's going to be in. I don't know if Ortonville's going to want to allow Kendall to score here.
Here's the pitch, swung on. This is Borstedt batting. I'm sorry, it's not Shellstead, right?
Yep, Shellstead's on third.
Ayanna's on
second.
Claire Borstedt batting.
Correct.
Number 9 batter, 1 ball, 1 strike. Pitch is fouled right at us here into the net. Who's going to get that?
Lindsay?
Softball's right in front of us into the catching net here. All right. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Pitches outside for ball 2-2. Nobody out, right?
Nobody out.
Eagles have runners on second and third. The winning runs, possibly a third here. If we knew the rules here in the section. Ground ball goes to first. For the out, here comes the run, 10th run in. And Kendall Shellstead scores. It's 10-0,
yep,
and I think that's going to be the game. It is. That is the game as the Eagles scored a 10th run. And they will play at 5:30 against the winner of McCray and Benson. And let's just kind of wrap it up here, Sue, should we?
Okay.
And how about Sawatsky?
You know, she was just on fire in the circle today. You know, she was just mowing them down, and what did we have here? We have
Yeah, well, I think she faced like 16 batters and struck out 11. She missed her perfect game by walking Nelson in the 4th inning, but she pitched a no-hitter. No-hitter for Riley Sawatsky. How about that?
That's awesome.
I tell you what, we got time here. Let's do a Neonitos post-game show, I think, Sue.
Yep.
And we'll have an Ag Plus cooperative play of the game and name our Neonitos Subway player of the game and talk about the next the next game here coming up at 5:30. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back to the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
At Johns Memorial Health Services, we have 8 primary care medical providers that deliver high-quality, compassionate health care for individuals of all ages. We offer convenient same-day and late-day appointments that work with your schedule. With telemedicine visits, you can even see your provider from the comfort of your own home. From routine checkups to more complex issues, our healthcare team is ready to serve you. For more information, visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
For all your insurance needs, it's the Lockapaw Mutual Insurance Company, Strand Agency. Lockapaw Mutual Insurance Company was organized in 1885 and is owned by the people it serves. If you need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home, contact the Lockapaw Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency. They're located on Main Street, Dawson. Talk with Peter or Vicki Strand. Lockapaw Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo and Sue Volk here at Lockapaw Valley, Section 3A softball. And here's the final. Lockapaw Valley defeats Ortonville in 5 innings, 10 to nothing. Your thoughts on the game, Sue?
It was a good played game. You know, Ortonville gave it a good shot. You know, Riley was just in her zone today and in the circle, and, you know, Ortonville just couldn't get around on it. She's quick, and you have to have a quick back to put that ball in play. So hats off to her. She did what she came to do today, and she was zoned in for sure.
Well, Riley Sawatsky threw a no-hitter. She just walked one, otherwise she threw her a perfect game like Avery Whitnable did.
Yeah, she was pretty disgusted with herself, I think, when she put that walk on,
yep,
too. You could tell that her body language is like, darn it, I know I could, yep, that should not have happened. And but, you know, nothing hurt, and she still pitched an awesome game.
Yep. Line scores Reed, Lockapaw Valley, 10 runs on 9 hits, 1 error, and they left 4 on base. Ortonville, no runs on no hits. They committed 3 errors, and they left 1 on base. That was in the 4th inning after the walk. So Lockapaw Valley advances in the tournament, and they await the winner of McCray and Benson. Benson's new to the section this year.
Yeah, that's so different for them. So it'll be good fun to see that game. That'll be a great game, you know, seed 4 and 5 playing, and, you know, you don't know who's going to win that game.
Our Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game, we talked about it before we came back on. We're going to give it to Ayanna Gibson in the 4th inning with the runners, 2 runners on. Ayanna had a triple.
Yeah, she had a triple, but I actually think, you know, if you would do a line score, she got on third base, but I think it was a nice hard hit, and so she turned what I would say maybe a stand-up double into a triple just because of her base running skills and being heads up, and, you know, Ortonville, yeah, threw the ball around a little bit, but, you know, she's heads up, and that's what it takes, you know, for leadership on the team, and, yeah, I think that, yep, was a big moment of the game.
Yep, and our Neon Needle Subway player of the game, it's a no-doubter, right, Sue?
No-doubter, yeah, you just can't take that away from her. She's pitched an awesome game today.
Riley Sawatsky, the senior, I think maybe might be her 4th no-hitter of the season. We'll look at some stats and talk to Coach Sawatsky about that between games here. But, yeah, impressive outing for the Eagles. Now they sit back and they can watch McCray take on Benson. We'll not be broadcasting that game, but we'll be back on the air here at 5:30, or around 5:30, I should say. The Lockapaw Valley, as I mentioned, either take on the Wolverines or the Braves. And now the Eagles are guaranteed to go to Marshall on Saturday.
Yeah, now they play at 11 o'clock on Saturday. They just don't know who, but, you know, you just want to go in there with 0-2 wins and no losses is what the goal is.
All right, that ends our first game of the day. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our fine sponsors. They're sponsoring Section Softball here on Q92, and we'll be back a little before 5:30 with the second game of the day here in Section 3A play.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section Sports Coverage on Q92 brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Fixin Chiropractic, Spudzinski for House, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Dominic Seeds, Heather Nursery, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Midwest Truck Parts, KB's Bar and Grill, Ludvigson Tiling, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, REC, Canby Farmers Grain, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Jubilee Foods, PK Hagen's Restaurant, CCM Health, Southwest Insurance Services, B&B Electrical Contractors. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Sewerable Designs, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, House of Spirits, Appleton, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Heartland Eye Clinic, Erickson Chevrolet, City Hall Bar and Grill, Pizza Electric Motor, Steve Haas, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Doug Service and Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, Helmet Insurance Agency, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Sturtevant's of Canby, Madison Bottling Company. Section Sports brought to you by the Canby Co-op Credit Union, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Madison, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison Dental Clinic, Souther Building Supplies, Sprongett Auction and Real Estate, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Jim's Market in Canby, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson, Gislason's Hardware, American Surplus, Mineota Building Center, Woodstock Telephone Company, Appleton Building Center. Section Sports brought to you by the Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, T&D Barnwood Rustics, MVTV Wireless, by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, United Prairie Bank Madison, Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison, Chant Fuller Construction, Ag Processing Incorporated, Miller Services Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Canby Meat Center, Prairie Sun Bank, Edward Jones and Company, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Dawson Truck Parts, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Gruwell Electric, also brought to you by B. Johnson Electric, Appleton Area Health, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Kluver Law Office, Citizens Alliance Bank, A&B Auto in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, and Section Sports brought to you by Prins Bank, Pyrrhus, Jenny L. Turkey Store, Kyle Small Engine Repair, and Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92, 92.1 FM.